أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ووهبنا له إسحاق ويعقوب كلا هدينا ونوحا هدينا من قبل ومن ذريته داود وسليمان وأيوب ويوسف وموسى وهارون وكذلك نجزي المحسنين وزكريا ويحيى وعيسى وإلياس كل من الصالحين وإسماعيل واليسع ويونس ولوطا وكلا فضلنا على العالمين ومن آبائهم وذرياتهم وإخوانهم واجتبيناهم وهديناهم إلى صراط مستقيم صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 85 to 88 of Surah Al-An'am. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about the argument that Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salat wa salam had placed practically insofar as Tawheed and the oneness of Allah Ta'ala was concerned. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said that this argument Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had bestowed upon Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salat wa salam. From here, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in these verses, Allah Ta'ala mentions 17 Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. At the end of it, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us an important lesson. But here, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَوَهَبَنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. And we bestowed upon Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, Sayyiduna Ishaq alayhi salam, and Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam. Ishaq was the son of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and then Yaqub was the son of Sayyiduna Ishaq alayhi salatu wassalam. Many ulama are of the opinion that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam this qalb salim. Allah had given him a sound mind, a sound heart, in which he applied and he understood Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and because of that he was then deprived of the care of his father Azar, and he was then expelled and he was told to leave. And in lieu of that, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had bestowed this great honor to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, that after him the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam that had come were either from his progeny or it was from his family, his nephew, like we will see later. So from here it can be deduced that if a person leaves something because of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, there is something that we're doing in our life which is not permissible, we leave it for the sake of Allah, purely for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In lieu of that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give us many more ni'mats from the side of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Kullan hadayna, then all of them we had guided. Wanuhan hadayna min qabl, and we had guided Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam before Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. That when we look at the genealogy, we look at the lineage of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, we will find that he is linked to Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Interesting about Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, some ulama have stated that Nuh was not his name, but his name was Abdul Ghaffar. But Nuh in his language meant one that wept a lot, somebody that weeps a lot. And that is why he became known as Nuh, the one that weeps in abundance. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِ, and then we guided from his ذُرِّيَّة, from his progeny, from his offspring, Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam and Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. Both these were Nabis of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, father and son. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had also given them governance. Allah Ta'ala had given them kingdom. In other words, they had rule over this world. And of course, Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam was the one that then completed Al-Aqsa. Wa Ayyuba, and then Sayyiduna Ayyub alayhi salatu wassalam was also from the offspring of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, wa Yusuf, and Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, wa Musa wa Harun, and these two brothers, Sayyidina Musa and Harun alayhi salatu wassalam, they all had come down after Ibrahim alayhi salam, all from his progeny. Wa kadhalika najzil muhsinin, and that is how we recompense those who do virtuous deeds, who do good. Wa Zakariya, and then continuing, Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, wa Yahya, and Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam, wa Isa, and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. His lineage was a little bit different, that he was linked to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam through his mother. All the other anbiya that are mentioned here was linked through their fathers. Kullun min as-salihin, and all of them were from the salih, the pious servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Salih is that person that practices righteously and keeps away from sins. Wa Ismaila, and now Allah ta'ala mentions Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam, that was the direct son of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Wal Yasa, Sayyidina Yasa alayhi salam was a Nabi of Allah ta'ala. His name appears twice in the Quran Sharif here in Surah Sad. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions him. He was the fourth or the fifth lineage from Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, wa Yunusa, and Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, wa Luta, and Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wa salam. The last of the anbiya to be mentioned here, he was not the direct lineage of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was the brother's son of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, who had brought iman in Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, and inni zahibun ila rabbi, I am now making hijrat, inni muhajirun ila rabbi, I'm making hijrat to my Allah, I am going towards my Allah. Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wa salam had joined Ibrahim alayhi salam when he traveled, and he made that hijrat from Iraq right up to Sham. Wa kullan faddalna ala al-alamin, and all of them we had given them, we had granted them excellence over the world, over the people of the world. These were chosen nabis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa min abaihim wa dhurriyatihim wa ikhwanihim, and from their fathers and their dhurriya, their offspring, and from their brothers. Wajtabainahum, we had chosen them. وَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, and we had guided them to the Siratul Mustaqim. The lesson that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives here, particularly to the Quraysh of Makkah, that they accepted Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam as a forefather, they had accepted him as a figure in their lives, and they were very proud to be the offspring of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam through Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives them a simple message. If you want to claim any dhurriyat, any lineage to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, then here are the gentlemen, here are the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the men of Allah, that they had given their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you, O people of Makkah, you also give your life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just as Ishaq and the lineage of Ishaq also had great prominence, you've come from the Banu Ismail, and hence you can also have prominence. But obviously the whole criteria is iman and amal saliha. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.